And you know, of course, that learning Torah sharpens the mind like nothing else in the world.
Oh, Mr. Friedman, tell us what happens next. I can't wait to hear the end of the story.
Yes, 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 of course. Now, the most important thing to realize is that only with the help of Hashem could any plan have a chance to succeed. And Yitzchok the Shamis had gathered all the Jews of Caravan into the shul to ask for Hashem's help.
The army's hosts with banners raised march off to war so proud. Amid the sounds of blaring horns and battle cries so loud.
We trust our might,
the soldiers cry.
In victory we'll stand.
With sword
and spear
we shall prevail.
Our fate is in our hands.
But we, the nation of Hashem, do battle our own way. With swords made out of prayer, then from the words we say. As keepers of the Torah, we know and understand. Our hearts must seek the one above. Our fate is in His hands.
Sails aloft, the regal ship glides calmly across the sea. When from the east a raging storm defies its majesty.
We trust our skill,
the sailors cry,
to guide the ship to land.
Through waves
and wind
we'll stay on course.
Our fate is in our hands.
But we, the nation of Russia, sail on a different sea. With faith and trust the compass to guide our destiny.
As keepers of the Torah, we know and understand. Our hearts must seek the one above. Our fate is in His hands.
Upon a bed the patient lies, his future most unsure. Will sickness overtake his soul, or can there be a cure?
We trust our gift,
the doctors cry,
to heal at our command.
We'll diagnose,
prescribe,
and treat.
His fate is in our hands.
But we, the nation of Hashem, in times of pain and fear, will cry out for a remedy, a potion made of tears. As keepers of the Torah, we know and understand. Our hearts must seek the one above. Our fate is in His hands.
I feel so much better now that we've davened to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with all our hearts, Rabbi Yitzchok. And I think that Be'ezras Hashem, I've come up with a plan that has good chances of success.
What is it, Rabbi?
Come with me to my house, Yitzchok. We'll discuss it there. And I'd also like to introduce you to a very unusual guest that is staying at my house.
So, you still refuse to tell me where your treasures are hidden, Alexander?
I would never place my wealth in your hands, Nicholas. I know you would only use it for evil.
Ha! With or without your treasures, I shall soon be the wealthiest of men. I shall triple the tax on the people of Ordania, and I shall confiscate all the possessions of the Jews and expel them from the land. You gain nothing with your stubbornness.
Well, then at least I shall not be the one to help you, Nicholas. I would rather die.
Then die you shall, my foolish brother. If by sundown tonight you do not change your mind, I shall end your miserable life with my sword. I could see the fear of death in his eyes this time. I'm sure that by tonight he'll be desperate to save his miserable life.
Sire, the Rabbi of Caravan seeks an audience with you in your chambers. Shall I let him in?
Yes, yes, let him in. But you, guard, stay outside my door. I wish to meet with him privately.
Sire, is that wise? Perhaps he will try to harm you.
I'm not afraid of an old Jew. Let him in immediately. Ah, the rabbi of Kerevan. So you've come to pay me the 10,000 gilden for your beloved scrolls? If I'd known you'd be here so quickly with the money, I'd have asked for 20,000.
No, Count Nicholas. I've brought you no money.
How dare you? How dare you come before me without the gold? I shall have you hanged for this.
I come before you, Count, to offer not a mere 10,000 gilden, but rather a treasure worth millions.
Millions? Explain yourself, Rabbi.
Everyone knows, my Count, that our Duke had a secret hiding place for his treasures. Now that he's been murdered by that scoundrel Borisov, there is only one other person in the whole world who knows where the secret vault is. And I know that person is not you, Nicholas.
How could you possibly know this, Rabbi?
Because that other person, dear Count, is me.
You? Why would my brother reveal the location of his treasure vault to you, a miserable Jew?
Because he knew I could be trusted.
Well, I don't trust you. In fact, I'm sure you're lying. Ha! If you knew where the vault was, you would steal the treasure for yourself and not come to me with this information.
I've come to you because without you, I cannot open the vault. For you are the only one who has the key that will open the door that guards the royal treasure.
Key? I know of no key.
The key to the vault, Count Nicholas, is the golden crown of Voldania.
The golden crown?
Yes. When you insert the 5 points of the crown into the special lock built into the mighty steel door and turn it 3 times to the right, the door opens like a charm. I've seen the Duke do it many times. And let me tell you, Count, that there is enough gold in that vault to almost blind a man with its brilliance.
You must take me there without delay, Rabbi. The royal treasure is rightfully mine.
I will take you there. But first you must agree to 3 things. 1, only you and the captain of the royal guard shall accompany me to the hiding place. 2, you must immediately return the treasure scrolls you stole from us. And 3, sign and seal on royal parchment with the royal signet ring that the Jews of Kerevan will be allowed to practice their faith as long as you are upon the throne of Voldania.
Of course, those are reasonable requests. Guard, quickly bring me a quill and some royal parchment. Then take that crate over there and deliver it to the synagogue of the Jews. Also tell the captain of the royal guard to meet me in my chambers immediately.
I don't get it, Mr. Friedman. Why does the Rav trust the Count? He could promise the Jews anything and change his mind after he gets the treasure.
Yehuda's right, Zaidi. And if the Count finds a secret treasure, he'll kill the Duke for sure.
I don't think you have to worry that Ravaria would make mistakes like that. Let me tell you what happened next and you'll understand everything. Now, the Count and the Captain of the Guard followed Ravaria on horseback through a long trail of twisting, narrow mountain roads till they arrived at the entrance to a cave, almost totally hidden from view by a cluster of willow trees.
Ah, so this is the cave where the Duke has hidden his treasure vault. Let us enter it immediately. But first, Captain, I want you to tie the rabbi's hands together and hold a knife to his back as we enter. Just in case there are any Jews waiting in ambush to kill me and steal the golden crown.
Yes, my Count. Rabbi, hold out your hands so I may bind them.
Captain, you know that the Duke, your beloved master, always trusted me. Why must you obey this man who is clearly unworthy of the throne?
I am sorry, Rabbi, but now that the Duke is dead, the Count is my master, and I must obey him.
What are you two whispering about? Let us enter the cave so I may claim my treasure. Ah, with this torch, we'll be able to see where the door to the vault is. 1 second, what goes on here? This is but a small cave, and I see no door.
Just step behind that large rock. That is where the door is.
Behind this rock? Now I've got you! You dog!
Double-crossing devil!
Orozov! How dare you attack me! Captain! Slay this man with your sword! Before he kills me, as he killed my brother!
Stand back, Captain! For although I am no murderer, on this man I would have no pity! And I suggest you listen to what the rabbi has to say. You may find it very interesting.
Captain, Borisov is telling the truth. He did not murder the Duke.
Then why was the royal crown found with him in the forest?
It is the Count who stole the royal crown. He gave it to me as payment for stealing the scrolls of the Jews.
This is absurd. I stole no scrolls from any Jews.
Look, Captain, you see this ransom note? It is on the same paper and with the same handwriting as the document the Count just handed me in his chambers.
Lies! Nothing but lies! That ransom note is a forgery!
You will need more proof than this to convince me that Borisov did not murder the Duke, Rabbi.
Borisov could not have killed the Duke, Captain, because I believe the Duke is still alive, being held prisoner in a dungeon. In his very own castle.
What are you saying, Rabbi? I've been to the castle dungeons and the Duke is not there.
Tell the captain what you told me, Borisov.
Captain, my grandfather, many years ago, was a loyal servant of the great Duke Frederick, Duke Alexander's, and this creature's grandfather. And when I was but a child, he told me that there is a secret passageway beneath the royal chambers that leads to a dark prison cell that no one can escape from.
Ha! Do you think the captain is going to tear down the castle walls because of a make-believe story you heard as a child?
There is no need to tear down any walls, as you well know, Nicholas. For there is a key, a very special key, that opens the wall leading to the secret passageway. When you place the golden crown into the five small holes found in the eighth stone from the floor and turn it three times to the right, the wall opens up, revealing the secret passageway.
Captain, hurry! Take the crown off his head! We must ride at once to the castle. I am certain the Duke is near death.
Yes, Rabbi, I will do as you say. We must go at once.
How dare you take the royal crown off my head! How dare you believe this Jew and this thief when I, a count with royal blood in my veins, say they are lying?
If we do not find the Duke as they claim, then they will hang from the gallows. But if they are telling the truth, Count Nicholas, your royal blood will flow through the streets of Caravan. We will ride now. Onward to the castle!
Wow, Zadie! Did they find the secret passageway and the secret dungeon?
Yeah, Mr. Friedman. And was the Duke still alive when they got there?
Yes, yes, of course, boys. You know, it's like we say, Utsu Eitzo Vesufer, the Rishoi make all kinds of plans, but Hashem foils them. Yes, it was a great day of celebration for all the people of Voldania, and especially the Jews.